This video is going viral, showing a fire in the sky on September 10th of 2024 down in Louisiana. Hey, truth seekers, this is Tommy Truthful of truthmafia.com. Make sure you smash that like button and share this video. Today, we're going to get into Wordles and how the elites are allowing certain content to go viral right now. Some of these videos we're going to talk about today, even if some of them were AI generated, because we got to be very vigilant and careful now with AI, the elites still allow them to go viral, which is a form of revelation of the method. It's predictive programming. So they believe that they have to show us what they're going to do before they do it. And then they believe if we allow that to happen, it frees them karmically. So they control about 90% of what goes viral. There are some of us out here that know how to use the same magic they're using to get the content in front of the followers. And I say this all the time, you know, they're alchemists. They know how to bend and manipulate reality to their will. Well, what they don't tell you is so can you. They don't want you to know that. So there's a bunch of these videos going viral with portals coming up everywhere, like the one in Michigan right now. This was on my friend's TikTok, and she showed it when it was first getting built. Now, here's a brother that breaks this down and what he believes it is. And I pretty much agree with
it. Remember this video over here where this guy's showing y'all how this mini portal works, and then you see the Aurora Borealis or the Northern Lights coming through. Y'all see that? Well, this lady over here is showing how they just erected a huge one in Detroit, Michigan, y'all.
Y'all see this? Now, I'm finna go up here and show y'all, because it's like it's on some type of hill, like a mound.
Y'all see that? They said this is for art, but when you look around it, there's no other art pieces around it. It is the only thing erected in this vicinity. And this thing is huge, y'all. Look at that. This thing is so big.
And I believe there's much more to this portal than they are telling us. Now I'm gonna show y'all. It's on some type of hill, like I said, a mound.
Do you guys remember this one as well? This one is also in Detroit, Michigan, with the Scientology building right behind it. Y'all see that? So obviously something is getting ready to happen. This is what I'm, look, transcending, literally, about, again, going through the portal. And then the Fibonacci sequence numbers over here, because everything is in the shape of Fibonacci. And then toward the end of the video, this happens. Look at all these particles flying in the air. Look at all these particles flying in the air. And that was due to this mini portal. So if this mini portal is doing that, look at how big this thing is, y'all. Check it out. It's also the Omega symbol too. The Alpha and Omega.
So if you've been watching our channel for a while, we've been talking about they're going to do the Omega event, which is going to make 9/11 look like child's play. And it's tied to opening up these portals, opening up what is known as the Golden Gates, the Galactic Center, the portal connecting from heaven to earth. These portals are going viral everywhere. Philippines, America, South America, the UK. And it's right around the same time frame, guys. Did you notice that? 8:10, like right around 8:10 to the 8:20 time frame, August 10th to August 20th. We've seen a lot of them going viral in 2024. Now, why does that matter? Well, that's during the Lionsgate portal that starts on 8/8. And if you remember, the Lahaina massacre happened on 8/8 during the Lionsgate portal. And that happened in the 808 area code. Now on 8/10 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, we had this portal happen. There were several of them taken. And it went viral, right? That's during Helical Rising, the dog star Canis Majoris. And this eclipse that's coming up on October 2nd travels 8,800 miles. It starts in Hawaii, where this massacre happened, connected to the number 88, and then completes 8,800 miles. Well, Destroyer of Worlds is 88, Human Blood Sacrifice, Artificial Reality, and Purple Streetlights. The Destroyer of Worlds is Shiva. In front of CERN, they have a statue of Shiva. They also call Nibiru the destroyer of worlds. I wonder if they're one in the same. And the purple streetlights, guys, I think it's part of opening up this portal. I think the whole 5G grid, the purple streetlights, it's all part of their transhumanist agenda, them building this artificial matrix.
Tell the truth along the mic, you better open your eyes. CERN ain't just science, it's ancient in disguise. Babylon, tech, tower of Babel, they tried building a stairway to heaven, but they lied, yeah, they lied. Portals are ley lines, they call them dragon veins. Energy creeps, tapping into Earth's natural gains. Atlantis and Lemuria had them all around. Stargates now shut, but the darkest came down. Now the elites, they reactivate and feel at home. Portals in the cities, yo, what have we become? Built on Apollo's temple, Revelation 9-11. Abyss is open and they bringing back the fallen from heaven. This ain't aliens, it's fallen angel tech. Interdimensional beings try to put us in check. Life extension, weather control, dirty grid energy. Everything they build to take down was heavenly. Yo, they bribing the elites, pushing lies through the seams. But the truth is out here, breaking through the dreams. Gematria codes, first player in the matrix. 311 lockdown, yo, you can't fake this. COVID on the same day as Spanish flu's first blow. Dirty energy waves, man, it's all just a show. That job they pushing got nano in the veins. Black goose, tech open the portals in your brain. Turn your body to a vessel, avatar for the game. Lower astral entities taking hold of your name. They ain't from the stars, they're from right here. Fallen ones returning, the signs are clear. Portals all around, the grid lights glow. Seekers rising, yeah, we ready for the show. This ain't aliens, it's fallen angel tech. Interdimensional beings trying to put us in check. Life extension, weather control, dirty grid energy. Everything they build to take down was heavenly. Yo, they bribing the elites, pushing lies through the seams. But the truth is out here, breaking through the dreams. With the glitch in the code, breaking free from the chains. We expose the symbols, decode the games. Truth mafia, the movement, rising up strong. We see through the veil, where the rest went wrong. Yo, check truth mafia. Mafia.com, truthmafia.com. That's the site. Join the movement, biggest truth seekers on the globe. We exposing it all. Yeah, we breaking the code. Yo, truthmafia.com. Let's ride. Join the movement. Time to open your mind.
Five cents linger.
Portal for the local principalities. Now, if you saw my last video, you know about the stones and what I mentioned about the rituals. Look what it's called. Transcending. Come on, guys. Really? Do I have to explain this? Now, I actually came here before and I prayed standing here. I'm going to show you. Right there. You know what happened? My feet started burning when I saw, because I was praying against this thing. But look, watch this. Look at this. Look. Look at these hands. Fallen ones.
The reason many of you are saying this guy is wrong, because one, you don't read your Bible, and two, you are blinded by the truth. I pray the Lord opens your eyes.
Here we have arrived to the outdoor portion of this ceremony, where again the entranced workers are walking in step up a platform towards a large screen. As you can see here, the workers are scaling the rock wall and they are digging a tunnel, it appears, into this wall. As the workers continue to excavate through the rock wall, it doesn't so much appear to be a tunnel. The more I look at it, it seems to be a portal that they've opened. The workers appear to be doing some sort of ritualistic dance to gain access or to have the portal open up for them. Once the portal opens and starts to take effect, the workers start to undress and things start to get a lot weirder. The workers that were digging the tunnel appear to have made a self-sacrifice and hung themselves in the portal. You can see on the screen that the sacrificed workers, or the workers that committed suicide, are spiraling down into abyss, probably the pit of hell. The further they go down, you will see hands reaching for them and clutching for them as they continue to fall. Once the three workers reach the bottom, they return as three spirits that are resurrected or lifted up into the sky. Not only are they lifted into the sky, it looks like the portal is transformed into...
CERN, also known as the European Organization for Nuclear Research, is an intergovernmental organization consisting of 23 member states. It operates the largest particle physics laboratory in the world, which is situated in a northwestern suburb of Geneva, right on the border between France and Switzerland. At CERN, scientists and researchers from around the globe converge, making it the epicenter of particle physics. This remarkable facility is home to a plethora of brilliant minds and houses cutting-edge technology, including the crown jewel of its endeavors, the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, the world's most extensive and highest energy particle collider. One of the most extraordinary accomplishments of CERN was the discovery of the Higgs boson particle, also known as the God particle, in 2012. This elusive particle, which had been the subject of intense scientific speculation for decades, is responsible for endowing all other particles with mass, essentially shaping the fundamental building blocks of our universe. Revelation of the Higgs boson was a monumental milestone in physics, confirming a long-held theory and ushering in a new era of scientific understanding. In addition to the discovery of the Higgs boson, CERN conducts groundbreaking research on antimatter. Using the antiproton decelerator, scientists are able to generate antimatter and study its properties. Antimatter, composed of antiparticles with properties opposite to those of regular matter, holds immense scientific intrigue and could potentially revolutionize various fields, including energy production and medical imaging. Moreover, CERN has played a pivotal role in the development of the World Wide Web, WWW, forever changing the way we communicate and access information. In 1989, CERN scientist Tim Berners-Lee invented the WWW as a means to facilitate automated information sharing among scientists and research institutions globally. This groundbreaking invention unleashed a technological revolution, empowering individuals and transforming numerous aspects of modern life. Now, let us return to the crown jewel of CERN, the Large Hadron Collider. While some might draw parallels between the LHC and fictional particle accelerators, such as the one featured in The Flash.
In the beginning of this video, did you notice with that little mini portal, it pretty much activated what looked like the Northern Lights and Aurora Borealis? So CERN is the biggest magnet on this planet, and it's messing with the magnetosphere. This is causing all these Northern Lights that we're seeing in the southern states. And with these portals going up everywhere on these ancient ley lines, I believe it's tied into the, like I said, the blue streetlights, the 5G grids, the smart cities. It is all ancient alchemical summoning technology. And what they are summoning is the fallen ones. We're getting ready to see this in our reality. And I made this video with AI, guys. Check it out.
CERN isn't just a nuclear research facility. This massive particle accelerator may in fact be ancient Stargate technology passed down from civilizations like Babylon, Atlantis, and Lemuria. The same technology once used to build the Tower of Babel, a stairway to heaven. A gateway not just for mankind, but for something much darker. You see, the Tower of Babel wasn't just a myth. It was an attempt to breach the heavens, to wage war against the Most High. And just like Babylon, CERN is built on ancient energy lines, ley lines, also known as dragon lines. These lines tap into the Earth's natural energy, harnessing its power to open portals, portals that once connected Earth to other dimensions. Long ago, these stargates were scattered across the earth in civilizations like Atlantis and Lemuria, but they were shut down for a reason. What was coming through them wasn't just knowledge or power, it was something far more sinister. The fallen ones, entities that have been trapped ever since, waiting for their release. Today, the elites are reactivating these ancient portals, and we're seeing them appear in cities worldwide, just like CERN was built over the ancient Temple of Apollo, where, according to Revelation 9:11, Apollo will be released from the abyss, the same technology is at play. Only now they call it science. But don't be deceived. These entities are not aliens from some far-off star system. They're interdimensional, fallen, angelic beings. And this technology, this Stargate tech, is being used to release them. They've been bribing the elites with advanced knowledge, life extension tech, weather manipulation, even geoengineering. But all of it is just a means to destroy what the Most High God created organically. The elites communicate in symbols and numbers. If you remember The Matrix, certain characters could read the green letters, seeing the code for what it truly was. That code is called Gematria, a mystical language from Jewish Kabbalah. And here's the connection. Portal equals 311 in Latin Gematria or Hebrew. On March 11, 2020, the world was locked down due to COVID-19. Exactly 100 years earlier, the first death of the Spanish flu occurred on the same date. What else happened during that time? The mass rollout of the electric grid, a dirty form of energy tied to fallen angelic technology, harmful to our DNA and life expectancy. Those who took the jab, they weren't just injected with medicine. They received nanotechnology, was opened a portal within the human vessel, turning it into an avatar, a doorway allowing entities from the lower astral plane to take control. These entities were banished to that realm by the Most High, but now, with the help of black goo nanotech, they're infiltrating the human body, the ultimate temple. They're not just opening portals around the Earth's energy grid, they're opening portals within us. The elites believe they can release these ancient entities, the fallen ones, and use them to gain ultimate power. But at what cost? The warning is clear. These portals, whether in the form of ancient stargates or nanotech within us, are part of a grander plan. A plan to unleash entities that seek to destroy everything God has built. The question is, will we recognize the signs before it's too late? Stay vigilant, truth seekers. The signs are all around us. Dive deeper into the truth and protect yourself from what's coming. Visit truthmafia.com to stay informed and join the movement.
The clock is spinning fast, but we ain't backing down. We'll make it last. They try to silence us, control the game, but we won't let them. We'll rise in vain. Tommy truthful, leading the way, exposing censorship. No price to pay. They want to censor us, control the news, but we'll keep fighting, spreading the truth, cause we're the Truth Mafia, breaking the chains, shining the light through the darkest of days. They try to shut us down, but we won't be confined. Tommy truthful and crew, we're right on time.